open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people with opinions. Dear people with opinions, seriously? Let's start by clearing something up. A lot of people seem to be confused on the difference between a fact and an opinion. If I say I love Mexican food, that is a fact. You can't argue that. I do enjoy Mexican food. If you say Mexican food is the best, that's an opinion. Now try this. If I say Ryan Hoppe is an awful garbage person, is that fact or an opinion?
That's a fact.
That's right. That's an absolute fact. What about if I said Winona Judd is a national treasure?
That is an opinion.
That's a trick question because it's not a fact, nor is it my opinion. You should have an opinion on everything. Just be careful if you share it. People love to argue with you. Here's a fun thing to do. Give your opinion on politics, and then be prepared to meet some very friendly and completely rational people. Religion is another great topic to give your opinion on. The good thing about giving your opinion on religion is that nobody in the history of man has ever been killed over religion or their opinion on it. There's another thing called an informed opinion. Like, if I know a guy named Randy, and Randy runs for president, I'm not going to vote for Randy because I have an informed opinion about Randy because I know his background. Like, for instance, I know for a fact that Randy makes his cats watch when he pleasures himself. Therefore, Randy ain't going to be my president. And that's because I don't think he makes good decisions. For example, the whole cat thing we talked about earlier. But someone else may like Randy for president if they think, you know what, Randy looks like the type of guy that would make his cat watch while he pleasures himself. But he didn't know that for a fact. Turns out that guy is just really, really good at profiling people. Listen, you're totally entitled to your opinion. But in my opinion, most people should keep their opinions to themselves. I'm Galvin from The Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to people with opinions.